All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and this is going to be a review for the Justice League versus the Fatal Five. It's directed by Sam Liu, who has done several other animated DC movies, and it stars Elias Gabel, Diane Guerrero, and Kevin Conroy. And the synopsis is, the Justice League battles the Fatal Five, Tharrak, Emerald Empress, Valdius, Mono, and the Persuader, based on characters created by Jim Shooter. So it starts off in the future, there's three superheroes, Starboy, Saturn Girl, and Brainiac 5, and they're trying to stop an attack. So there's three villains that are Tharrak, Persuader, and Mono. Eventually, Starboy and Saturn Girl are trying to fight them off. They break through and then steal a spaceship Brainiac 5 was trying to protect. And as the ship is transporting itself to the past, Starboy jumps and tries to intervene, and he's also transported back into the past. So it turns out that Starboy has to have a specific type of medicine that does not exist in the past for him to be able to remember who he is, what his mission is, what his role is, who he is supposed to stop. It goes into a character named Jessica Cruz, who seems to be battling some PTSD. And it turns out that Jessica Cruz is also a Green Lantern. And what happens is that believe that she just loses her will to want to be a superhero because of her PTSD. She tries to hide from people. So Wonder Woman finds her, tries to convince her to come back to the Justice League. Wonder Woman tries to square off on her just to try to help her reassociate herself with trying to be a hero. And there's also Miss Martian, who is a Justice League member in training, is working with Batman. Batman is pretty smug to her and telling her that she's not worthy or she's not capable. What occurs is that the Justice League finds the spaceship. Mr. Terrific, who is a part of the Justice League, figures out a way to open it. And when they do finally open it, becomes a Pandora's box because it unleashes the Fatal Five that went back into the past. So a lot of the movie is spent on Starboy losing his memory and trying to regain it somehow, so at some point he snaps out of it, but it's just really an unnecessary plot device. The rest of the movie is really focused on Jessica Cruz, the Green Lantern, and trying to regain the will to fight, handle the responsibilities that are given to her. But there's a lot of DC animated movies. Some of them are better than others. This one is middle of the road. It's not terrible, but it's probably a waste of money. But if you rent it, it's a little bit more sensible. Mainly just because of the story. Generally don't like amnesia angle stories. And not completely familiar with the character Starboy. But it spends way too much time on, I kind of remember why I was here or why the Green Lantern is important. Just could have been a lot better. The acting is fine. Animation is pretty much consistent with most of these DC animated movies. If you've seen the TV shows, it's equivalent to that. This iteration of the story just kind of reminds me of X-Men, maybe with Bishop or Cable, that they go back in time to stop a previous event. I would not buy this. It's probably best as a rental, or if it ever does, just come to like a streaming service. That's where you need to watch it. Definitely don't buy this. Or just run it at the most, and that's the Beast Game Podcast.